T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the questions people always ask us is about the celebrities that we're fortunate enough to interview, and the bad ones, like the ones that go wrong. Who's the celebrity that you hated interviewing, or the thing that happened that was really awkward, which, to be honest with you, happens a lot with us.
Well, no, we're the ones that make the mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
They're
most
not.
Times. There's been a couple of times where...
I still hate the celebrities, though.
So we're taking a look back at some of the things that we've screwed up, and we're calling it the Friday Flashback Fudge Up. This one is Katy Perry.
It's the Friday Flashback with Carson and Kennedy.
You've heard Carson and Kennedy do a lot of great interviews, but they also mess up a bunch. I mean a bunch. Inappropriate questions, completely wrong facts, or just plain being dumb. They've done it all, and they're going to play it for you.
It's the Friday Flashback with Carson and Kennedy.
So, Salt, this was, you had just gotten here. You hadn't been here that long at this point. What was this, like maybe 2010?
This was 2012.
Oh, okay.
I was here. I had only been here for like not even a month or so, and somebody got the bright idea to send me out to L.A. to interview Katy Perry at a pool party by myself.
Didn't we give that away on the air?
I brought a listener and her fiancé, and we all went out there, and it was great, and we stayed at the Beverly Hilton, and
yes.
I got drunk for free
while
I was waiting to interview Katy Perry, and that definitely changed how I talked to her and the questions that I asked her.
Katy, it's very nice to meet you. My name is Salt from Mix.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, and that means you're like a person that has a lot of culture. You're like the...
You don't know me very well, do you?
No
culture at all.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, I do have a very personal question to ask you in my life.
Are you okay?
Actually, I'm great because my sister, I'd like to show you a picture of her. She is actually getting ready to have her first child. That is her pregnant. She's actually due later this month.
That's incredible. And, she's small.
Yeah, she is. She's been working out a lot. She's only gained, I think, 17 pounds total.
You're like in it to win it. You're a good brother.
Yeah, I'm really best friends.
Oh, awesome.
So, and I know I have 8 nieces and nephews, but this one I know is going to be my favorite.
Oh, wow. Well, that's mean. You just got that all on camera to all those 8 nieces and nephews that are watching this interview right now. Your uncle hates you.
So, Spencer, that's the child's name. He's going to be born.
Do you have his life? Do you have his life planned out for him?
Not yet. But I wanted to plan out one part of his life.
What?
And I wanted to ask you if you would be his honorary godmother.
Honorary godmother?
Yes. Now, my sister has no idea that I'm doing this.
This might be inappropriate. Only for your sister's sake.
I just wanted to throw this out. You have no legal obligation or anything like that. That's why I threw the term honorary godmother out there. But
honorary.
I feel somebody of your stature, you know, that would be the best gift that I could ever give my nephew, saying, look,
I think we have to have this conversation when... And if I meet your sister, because it would be more appropriate because she's the one that's carrying the child, although you seem really obsessive about this child already.
I love this kid. He's going to be great.
Do you have a kid of your own?
No, I don't.
Okay, maybe this is a different conversation we need to have in private.
I am going to live vicariously through him.
You are. Oh, that's so great.
I really
Congratulations, mother.
So just for the record, that's a no.
It's not a no, it's not a yes.
It's a maybe.
There are terms involved.
Other than meeting the child and my sister,
well,
those are the only terms?
No, just, yeah, exactly. Your sister and the child.
Okay.
I think this is one of those, like, truth or dare Madonna moment.
I'm going to sweeten the pot just a little bit, okay?
Sweet it!
I've done this once before with another niece that I had. Will Ferrell is her honorary godfather.
Oh, God, he's so crazy.
I needed an A-list star, and
God,
that's why
so
I went
crazy.
With you.
God, he's so crazy. He just goes out on that limb.
Yes,
I don't know.
No.
I mean...
Katie... Game time decision. You going
to
do it?
You're going to start a trend, and then people on Twitter will want me to be their mother, and I'll be feeding them. I'll be spitting food into their mouths.
We're not asking that. Again, honorary. I don't think we want you to regurgitate food into their mouths for sustenance.
If you look up the word godparent and the actual definition of it, you'll see that it's a very important thing, and it's something that I would have to... not take lightly.
Understood.
And I think that unborn child would appreciate it.
All right.
But I could meet them, and then I could change my mind. But it's not really made up yet.
We'll make plans this summer.
Well, thank you.
That is Katy Perry. Salt, you lead in.
Wow.
When she said no for the third time.
The funniest part is they give you, you know, for these interviews, they're like, okay, you have 7 minutes. That was pretty much all of your time. Like, do you want to ask her any questions about why you're here?
Nah.
No, I'm good.
No, we're good.
I'm good.
Katy Perry, she's a singer. You know this.
Is the bar still open? Can I go back out there?
Super dude. Another Tito's, please.
I was in a wet bathing suit while I was doing that because I had also been in the pool earlier.
Oh my God.
I was trying to look back. Katy's, the vintage dude she's dated over the years, Travis McCoy from Gym Class Heroes, Russell Brand, of course, married and divorced very quickly, John Mayer, Diplo, and now she's engaged to Orlando Bloom. Mm-hmm. They got engaged yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so happy Valentine's Day to Katy Perry. Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.